In our last session, we saw how God had given the Israelites a perfect prescription for living a good life in obedience to his laws, that it was not difficult to do, and that though they promised faithfully to obey God, they proceeded to desert him, to worship other gods, and even to sacrifice their babies to Molech. And today we do the same things, ignoring God and going our own ways, then complaining about suffering in the world. Can you imagine it? God, in his great wisdom and compassion, gave to his people the way to live, and the warnings of disaster if they were to do otherwise. Today we also have the Bible as our guide to right living in the eyes of God. God begged Israel to follow him. He even gave them animal sacrifices as a way back to him if they should fail. Through repentance, they could start over again, and again, and again, throughout their lives. And God knew all the time that they would turn their backs on him completely. Surely it must have broken his heart again. Today we have Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who sacrificed himself once for all for the sins of the whole world. Again we break God's heart when we reject Jesus. God has done everything possible to keep his people safe from suffering, except forcing us to follow him, which would be denying us freedom of choice and making us his puppets. This is something God will rightly not do. It is against his nature and against our best interests. It will only be when we have made a complete mess of everything that God will again intervene dramatically in the affairs of men as our Lord Jesus Christ returns to save us from ultimate ruin. To return to the continuing saga of mankind's rebellion against God, the Israelites sink lower and lower until they defile the very temple of God with prostitution, are almost completely wiped out again, and a remnant exiled to Babylon. Then we have Babylon totally destroyed because of its dedication to astrology, which is an abomination to God. Later we have the fall of the Roman Empire in a welter of debauchery and all kinds of evil practices. It saddens me to say this, but today we see the world moving inexorably in the same direction, with the evils listed in the Bible as an abomination to God finding widespread acceptance and even favour. Astrology is in nearly every newspaper and periodical. Fortune-telling is growing rapidly and is being used by a wide variety of leading personalities in all walks of life. Promiscuity is widespread and regarded as normal and even desirable. Infidelity is rife. Homosexuality is accepted widely as an acceptable alternative lifestyle, and all these are abominations to God. One of our leading historians has said that the demise of a civilization comes when evil practices are firstly permitted, then acknowledged, then approved, then enshrined in legislation and protected by law, so that what is evil becomes regarded as a good and worthy practice to be fostered in the community. God's point of view is made very clear in the Bible. God takes all departures from his ways very seriously. So seriously that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to live a life of deprivation and suffer a horrible death in order to show us first how serious it is to depart from his ways, from the ways of Almighty God, and secondly to show us how much he loved us. To show us how much he cares about us and our fate. This completes our historical treatment of the subject. In our next session, we will discuss some of the personal aspects of suffering.